1-800-592-5578. Benefit from the research that has forecast in advance two crashes. Peter Bruno, call today. 1-800-592-5578.
WWNN, Pompano Beach. AM 1470, with even more information you can use. Tune in for the Inner Light Connection, Saturdays at 9 a.m., only on WNN.
Electrical work is not for amateurs. When you have an electrical problem and you try to fix it yourself, the results can be catastrophic. At best, burning down your home. At worst, electrocuting yourself. A far better idea is to pick up the phone and call Mr. Electric. For 33 years, family-owned and operated, providing dedicated, honest, reliable service for homes, businesses, and industries here in South Florida. Mr. Electric is there for you, providing emergency 24-hour service 7 days a week. At Mr. Electric, all service technicians are drug-screened and background-checked. And if you're making home improvements and need a service upgrade to add a pool, a hot tub, landscape lighting, call Mr. Electric today, 954-792-6710. That's 954-792-6710. Or go to the website at mrelec.com. Tell them Steve sent you.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, hosted by John Hollis. Some of our other guest hosts include South Florida psychotherapist Christy Summers, Robin Lynn Weinstein of Vegan Live Food Nutrition, and Daniel Lovers of the Serenity Group. Past guests include author and interventionist Kim Seeley of A&E's Intervention, Reverend Leo Booth from Spiritual Concepts, and the InTheRooms.com founders RT and Kenny P, and many others in the fields of addiction and holistic lifestyle, like Julian Whitaker of the Whitaker Institute, Dr. Clement of Hippocrates of West Palm Beach, and John Giordano of G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. The Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show can be heard Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m., Saturdays 4 to 6, and Sundays from 9 to 11 on AM 1470 WNN. We provide an interactive means of everybody getting involved around the world through Blog Talk Radio, InTheRooms.com, Facebook, and Twitter. For the best information in holistic health, call today at 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Now, today's show.
Welcome to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, dedicated to your health, mind, body, and spirit. Hi, I'm Raul Valley. I am the owner, along with my wife, Lisa, of the Green Wave Cafe and Plantation. I am also a Hippocrates Health Educator from the famous Hippocrates Health Institute in West Palm Beach. And on Wednesdays, we discuss raw food diets, vegan principles, and overall health and nutrition. In the studio with me today is our producer, Dale Henson.
Good afternoon, Raul, and it's good to have you aboard. And on behalf of all the Holistic Lifestyles Radio personnel, we want to welcome you and Lisa.
Thank you, Dale. Before we begin our show today, we want to thank our today's sponsors, Destination Hope, Sound Pillow, and the Hanley Treatment Center. And remember, you can hear Holistic Lifestyles Radio Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m., Saturdays from 4 to 6, and Sunday nights 9 to 11 p.m. All of our shows can be heard right here on WWNN AM 1470 and on Blog Talk Radio. You can also hear the shows live on our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Excuse me. And remember, starting this Thursday, November 5th through November 8th, the second annual 12-Step Music Fest will be taking place at Sugarloaf Key. And we will be broadcasting live on Saturday the 7th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. This is a great family event, camping, floating meetings, fishing, and nonstop music. Right now, we are going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Do you think you have a problem with addiction? We can help. The staff at Destination Hope is dedicated to providing the highest quality substance abuse and dual diagnosis treatment possible. A private all-male facility focused on issues specific to men, Destination Hope offers a unique environment for the individual to build a foundation for recovery. Destination Hope utilizes a broad spectrum of therapeutic approaches to provide our clients with the tools needed to battle addiction now and after treatment. Included in treatment at Destination Hope is a strong family program, which allows the client's entire family to become a part of the patient's recovery process. Note that chemical dependency is a disease and must be treated as such. Destination Hope's team uses solution-focused therapies to help each individual achieve long-term recovery. Our treatment philosophy includes reality therapy, cognitive behavioral therapies, motivational interviewing, relapse prevention, 12-step self-help philosophies, and our proudest achievement, Destination Therapy. Destination Therapy is a goal-oriented approach to life's bleakest dilemmas and problems caused and heightened by substance abuse. At Destination Hope, clients prepare for the challenges and realities of everyday life while receiving treatment in a supportive and structured environment. Destination Hope can offer many different types of unique treatment. Call us to discuss your options at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net. Give yourself a break. Make that call now at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net.
I want to let you know about something I recently discovered. It's called the Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow is a standard twin-size pillow with two stereo speakers buried deep within a plush hypoallergenic pillow. And what it does is pretty cool. It can put you in a state of total relaxation. You plug the Sound Pillow into any MP3, CD player, iPod, or other personal listening device with a standard headphone jack. Turn on your favorite meditation music, nature sounds, hypnosis, or self-help CD, whatever you choose, then lay back and let go. The Sound Pillow stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. Check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll-free 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
I was raised to be a lady, but ladies don't start drinking every day at lunch. They don't sleep through appointments. Ladies don't forget to pick up their children. They don't slur inappropriate things at dinner parties. And ladies don't ruin their daughter's wedding. Alcoholics do that, and I'm an alcoholic. But alcohol wasn't content with just having me die of shame. It wanted to finish the job. At the thought of that, something inside me said, no. It was then that I went to Hanley Center.
At Hanley Center, we've been using age and gender-specific substance abuse treatments to help free people of their addictions for over 20 years. If you or someone you know needs help, go to HanleyHelp.com or call 1-866-4-HANLEY. Hanley Center, where help becomes hope.
Hanley Center gave me back the real me, a lady, a sober, wiser lady.
Holistic Lifestyles Radio will be broadcasting live from beautiful Sugarloaf Key at the second annual 12-Step Music Fest. It's an incredible weekend of music featuring Richie Supa of Aerosmith, comedian Mark Lundholm, and 30 other great bands and acts. The 12-Step Music Fest is Thursday, November 5th through Sunday, November 8th at the KOA campsite in Sugarloaf. Great fun for the entire family with camping, water sports, fishing, floating meetings, and nonstop music. Plus, be a part of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio live broadcast Saturday from 4 to 8. You must have a 3 or 4 day pass to attend, so call today for ticket information, 305-296-4726.
That's 305-296-4726. The second annual 12-step music fest at Sugarloaf Key, November 5th through the 8th. Call today for tickets. 305-296-4726. 305-296-4726. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. Also available on blogtalkradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
Welcome back to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This is Raul Valley. I'm the owner of the Green Wave Cafe in Plantation, Florida. We are a raw, organic, vegan restaurant, and I believe we're the only one that specializes in this in Broward County. With me is Dale Hansen, our producer.
Hello, Raul. It's good to have you here. And again, we want the staff of Holistic Lifestyle Radio welcomes you and your wife. Raul and Lisa will be hosting the show on Wednesdays, every Wednesday. And exactly what Raul said, they'll be talking about the vegan principles and this raw food diet. And I thought, you know, this being the premier show for you, that maybe we could talk a little bit about your experience and you tell the audience about yourself a little bit and how you got into this with Lisa. We had Lisa on the show, I believe, 2 weeks ago. And we got a little bit of her side of it, and so I thought maybe we could start off by finding out, you know, how you got into this. It's you know, it's not mainstream for sure, although it's becoming more and more popular.
Sure, Dale. Let's talk about what vegan really means. Vegan is a lifestyle of fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds, without any animal products whatsoever. There's a difference between vegetarian and vegan, and that's it.
Right, clearly.
I was vegetarian for 8 years. And I ate a lot of cheese,
mm-hmm.
milk. I wouldn't touch meat.
Mm-hmm.
But what I didn't realize is that it is concentrated in the cheese and the milk, you know, the toxins from animals. So the whole reason for being vegetarian was, I was sabotaging myself.
Right, this whole principle of the organic raw food. My father was hip to this way back when. He's from Oklahoma, and he knew the cattle industry pretty well. And the hormones they shoot, you know, standard, you know, beef and other animal products with is pretty amazing. You know, the growth hormones and the artificial injections they get, and that was his big concern.
Oh, exactly, I agree. And if anybody's ever read the China Study by T. Coleman Campbell, he's a professor from Cornell University. After 4 years into his 9-year study,
mm-hmm.
he turned vegan, and the whole purpose, the whole idea behind the
study—unexpectedly, I imagine.
He wanted to prove that the diet that Americans eat, you know, with the meat and the potatoes, mm-hmm. was the best meal, you know, the best food on the planet.
Right.
And he totally, you know, went 180 degrees when he discovered what the effects of having animal products in your diet. In fact, he says in his book that the number one cause of cancer today in the United States is dairy.
Yeah, my father was not real keen on that either, because the dairy cows are the same thing. They're shot with those hormones, and the way they're fed in principle is just not
yeah.
natural.
It's not only unnatural. I mean, a cow is an animal that eats grass. It's a grass-fed animal.
Mm-hmm.
But what have we done to cattle? We're feeding them corn.
Right, grain.
Grain, which is causing problems. We talk about E. coli.
Mm-hmm.
We created E. coli.
Really?
Yeah.
I hadn't heard.
By feeding cows. There was a movie that just came out called Food, Inc.,
mm-hmm.
which came out a few months ago. In this movie, they show what's happening to, you know, how cattle are raised,
right.
and chickens. And they mention in that movie that we created E. coli by feeding cows corn, which is unnatural in their diet. We do it because it saves money.
And so the E. coli bacteria feeds on that.
It's
that
created in their intestine.
Right, right, as opposed to the natural grass.
Exactly.
Well, Raul, tell us a little bit about how you got into this, you know, because you weren't born a vegan.
No.
You were transformed. So give us a little your background.
I was probably your typical American eating. I mean, I love steak.
If right. And tell us what you did for a living.
Yeah, I was a Dade County fireman.
Mm-hmm.
And at the station, I was actually a cook.
Very active, I'm sure.
Very active, and I loved eating.
Mm-hmm.
I loved going to restaurants.
We always see the firemen in the grocery stores when they pull up in the big red truck.
Exactly.
And load up the provisions.
That was me. And one of the things that I loved was steak. The
mm-hmm.
thicker the steak, the rarer, the better.
Right.
And there was a time when all I would eat every night was a big, thick Delmonico steak, along with some beer and,
right.
you know, some potatoes or whatever else mm-hmm. we were eating. And I thought I had the healthiest diet in the world.
Right.
But what I didn't realize is that I was slowly killing myself. It was almost like suicide. What happened is that at age 55, I went for a PSA test because of I was going to get some health, some life insurance.
Right.
And they said, your PSA is a little bit elevated. You should go get this
test. And that's the prostate. It's
prostate-specific antigen.
Right.
Which is a test that most men should have.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little elevated, so I went to see my regular doctor. And when he finished checking me, he says, you know, you're a little bit overweight. I actually weighed about 60 pounds more than I weigh now.
Really?
But I didn't think anything of it.
Mm-hmm.
My blood pressure was elevated.
Right.
My cholesterol was at 260.
That's pretty high.
So, you know, all these things were, but I didn't feel bad. I felt normal. And he says, you know, we're going to have to do a biopsy on you. I said, oh, okay. What's
well, you're
that?
A big, strong guy. And so, you know, that does, especially in men, that kind of hides symptoms, I think, sometimes.
Sure. And I'm thinking, what's a biopsy? So he sends me to a urologist.
Right.
I go see the urologist, and he says, oh, boy, your PSA is, you know.
It's almost as good as the proctologist, huh?
Oh, they did that, too.
Okay, not bad.
And he says, we're going to have to do a biopsy. So he shows me the machine
mm-hmm.
that they're going to do it in. And this is a 12-inch needle. There's a TV screen. There is this large instrument that they're going to penetrate me with. And I'm thinking, hold on a second.
I didn't sign up for this one.
Yes, exactly. I don't think this looks very appetizing. I said, you know, is this the only alternative that I have? Is this
Can't we just
only,
take pictures?
My only option? And he says, well, this is what we have to do. And he's,
right.
and he's already writing me a prescription, and he's giving me antibiotics and setting up the date. And I said, you know what? I'm not going for this. There's got to be something else. This cannot be my only option. So from here, he was not very happy with me, by the way.
I'm
because
sure.
I said I wasn't coming back. He actually was yelling at me.
And from his point of view, from the way he was educated, it wasn't. It probably wasn't a personal thing, you know, losing the business. He was worried about you, no doubt.
I have a feeling that, yes, he was, because, you know, he didn't know anything different.
Right.
I left there thinking, wow, there's got to be something else. I'm not going for this. So speaking to my daughter, Isabel, she suggested Mexico because they were
mm-hmm.
doing ozone therapy. And I actually went to Tijuana, Mexico, to the William Hitt Center
really?
And had ozone therapy done. Now, if anybody knows what ozone is, it's O3. When mixed with oxygen, it's the purest form of oxygen that you can infuse. And it's not a legal procedure in the United States. You have to leave the country.
Right.
It's legal in Canada. It's legal in Mexico. It's legal in Italy, Germany. All the other countries will do this. But in the United States, it's not legal.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in Mexico. What they're doing is they're drawing blood out of me. They start an IV, drawing blood out of me, and then they're mixing it with ozone,
right.
and they're reinfusing it into me. The first time you have this
it's like
done,
a blood transfusion, but your own recycled.
Your own blood, you feel incredible because you're getting such a blast of oxygen, pure oxygen,
mm-hmm.
just flowing through your body.
Well, you see the professional sports athletes on the sidelines. You know, they got oxygen tanks.
I'll tell you what happened. I was there three times. One time I went with my son-in-law, and he's very healthy. He's in his mid-30s at the time. He wanted to experience ozone, so we went, and he had it infused. He actually went out after we did this and ran because he was a runner.
Right.
He never got tired because when mm-hmm. You're running out of oxygen. You're missing your air.
Right.
It was incredible how fast and how far he could run after an ozone therapy.
Interesting.
Dr. Warburg in 1931 won the Nobel Prize when he discovered that cancer cannot thrive in an oxygen environment.
Oxygen-rich environment.
Yeah. That's one of the reasons, from what I've read, Andreas Moritz in his
mm-hmm.
book, Cancer is Not a Disease,
right.
speaks that the reason cancer cells grow is because you put them in an anaerobic state.
And they are trying different treatments, high oxygen treatments, even high heat. You know, different environments, you know, just strictly the scientific approach to it. But tell us, so what did that do for you? That you had the treatment, but you...
The treatment was fantastic.
Right.
It made me feel so good. My PSA started to drop.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was...
Well, how often were you doing this?
It was done daily for a three-week period.
Oh, I see. Wow.
It was infused in my arm. I would be in the waiting room with an IV in
mm-hmm.
my arm for maybe hour and a half, 2 hours. And this is an interesting point. you're in a room with a lot of people. They're all sitting in lounge chairs. They all have the IVs. Half of the people in that room were U.S. doctors.
People
from California, from Los Angeles, anesthesiologists, regular practitioners, surgeons. They're all in there getting ozone. And I'm going, wow, I said, this is so good. Why isn't it legal in the United States? And do you want me to tell you what their answer was?
Well, it must have something to do with the FDA. But
no, what they told me is that it's illegal in the United States to cure disease. You're allowed to treat disease. You're allowed to treat symptoms. But to actually cure a disease, it's not legal. This is their test.
I knew I was going to like you. You're not going to pull any punches here. Well, you know what? Listen, everybody is a little suspicious of the pharmaceutical companies and their motives for... I mean, there's good people in all businesses, but it's kind of a... You know, I think Eisenhower warned us about the military-industrial complex. Well, it's kind of on that same level. It's taken on a life of its own, and it feeds its own needs.
Mm-hmm. It's basically a business, and if you think about it, there's no business for the medical industry when you're healthy, when there's healthy people. I haven't been to a doctor in over 5 years. They lost.
Well, for our listeners too, this isn't just radical chit chat here. Something that most people do not know, but the March of Dimes back in the 30s was created to combat polio. However, when that was a disease, there was a cure for it, and that was a wonderful thing because polio was a terrible disease, and it's almost completely eradicated now. But when that happened, the March of Dimes had all this infrastructure, and so they still exist. They found other things to be involved with because it was putting people out of work. They had all these people involved with the March of Dimes to combat polio. Well, they found the cure, so now what do we do? So it's kind of the same principle.
And don't get me wrong, I am not, you know, maligning the medical industry or the doctors. I believe that
there's definitely a place for doctors. We know
definitely
that.
We probably have the best emergency room care in the world.
No doubt.
We can reconstruct, you know, people in an accident or bones, and we've come a long way. Even when I was a paramedic to now when I've experienced, you know, relatives with broken bones, it's amazing.
Well, the lives that have been saved by that emergency response teams, the Jaws of Life, you name it. I mean, it is pretty remarkable.
I think it's fantastic. The only thing, and this is my own opinion,
mm-hmm.
I think we've kind of failed as far as internal medicine. I think that there's more that we could do, and I believe in cause and effect. I believe that if we educate people, if someone has a problem, a health problem, and you say, look, the reason you're having this health problem is because of this action you're doing, this is what's causing it, let's first eliminate the cause. And then we'll work on your body healing itself. There's a movie that I am fascinated with. It's called Eating.
Mm-hmm.
I actually carry it in my restaurant because this movie changed my life.
I didn't get through the entire movie, but I started watching. You gave me a copy, and I'll comment on it next week.
Yeah, Michael Anderson is narrating it.
But it's very, very interesting.
It's actually a bunch of doctors from Cleveland Hospital in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Anderson's the narrator. And what he's basically explaining is that our eating habit is what causes most of our problems.
Right, no doubt.
And in order to stop the problem, you stop the cause.
Now, and this is kind of where we're heading with this overall. I think most people intuitively know that. They've been educated enough. There's, you know, the health food industry has been around long enough, and they're, you know, whether it's promoting oat bran to lower your cholesterol, but different things, the approaches that the manufacturers have used when they found out some tidbit of research. So people, I believe, are aware. But I think they get to a place where they say, you know, because they've tasted it before, and it tastes like cardboard. And now you and Lisa have worked diligently to promote good-tasting, flavorful food that's raw and natural. And I had a sample of some of it. It was some onion bread, made completely from onions. And I know you said you experimented for a year to develop this to where it had a nice texture, and the flavor was excellent. And this hummus made from the raw or the sprouted garbanzo beans.
Exactly.
And it was absolutely delicious, no doubt about it. And I see that's where people, they say, you know, they're not willing to, I'll cut a few years off my life and I'm just going to enjoy my steak, so get off my back. And, you know, that's kind of the attitude. But this is where you're on the show with us. You've found another way.
Definitely. We found another way. And it's actually the natural, the normal way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not religious, and I'm not going to get into religion, but if you look in the book of Genesis, chapter 129, what's, you know, theoretically, there's perfect people in the Garden
right.
of Eden. What is the meat, you know, what is their food?
Right.
Fruits, vegetables,
mm-hmm.
nuts, and seed. It's organic. It's not cooked. It's coming right out of the ground, right off the trees, in its natural state. And there's no animal products. Nobody's
right.
killing animals and eating them, and this is the perfect diet for man. Now, you know, thousands of years later, whenever this was actually written, if it ever did happen, Colin T. Campbell does the longest study in the history of man in the relationship between health and nutrition. What is his conclusion? Best thing you can eat.
Mm-hmm.
Fruits, vegetables, nuts, and
yeah.
seeds. That's amazing.
And, you know, back to the physician's dilemma, I know this for a fact that it may have changed a little bit now, but physicians, their training in nutrition is just minute. You know, it's like a lecture, you know, a two-hour lecture, you know, during their 4 years or 3 years of medical school. And that's the sum total of it for the most part, unless they go off into the nutrition side of it. And so they're, you know, our physicians are trained to, you know, to do surgery and fix bones and administer medications. I mean, that's their training.
Exactly. Because if you emphasize too much on nutrition, you're going to create healthy people. Because the best doctor that exists is an innate intelligence inside of you already. That is
right.
your best doctor, your immune system. In the movie Eating,
mm-hmm.
Michael Anderson says, I'm going to tell you a dirty little secret. He goes, the cure for cancer exists. You know what his answer was?
You know what?
System.
I'll tell you what. Let's talk about that when we come back from a break. And you're listening to Holistic Lifestyles Radio with Raul Valley. And we'll be right back.
Do you think you have a problem with addiction? We can help. The staff at Destination Hope is dedicated to providing the highest quality substance abuse and dual diagnosis treatment possible. A private all-male facility focused on issues specific to men, Destination Hope offers a unique environment for the individual to build a foundation for recovery. Destination Hope utilizes a broad spectrum of therapeutic approaches to provide our clients with the tools needed to battle addiction now and after treatment. Included in treatment at Destination Hope is a strong family program, which allows the client's entire family to become a part of the patient's recovery process. Note that chemical dependency is a disease and must be treated as such. Destination Hope's team uses solution-focused therapies to help each individual achieve long-term recovery. Our treatment philosophy includes reality therapy, cognitive behavioral therapies, motivational interviewing, relapse prevention, 12-step self-help philosophies, and our proudest achievement, destination therapy. Destination therapy is a goal-oriented approach to life's bleakest dilemmas and problems caused and heightened by substance abuse. At Destination Hope, clients prepare for the challenges and realities of everyday life while receiving treatment in a supportive and structured environment. Destination Hope can offer many different types of unique treatment. Call us to discuss your options at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net. Give yourself a break. Make that call now at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net.
I want to let you know about something I recently discovered. It's called the Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow is a standard twin-size pillow with two stereo speakers buried deep within a plush hypoallergenic pillow. And what it does is pretty cool. It can put you in a state of total relaxation. You plug the Sound Pillow into any MP3 CD player, iPod, or other personal listening device with a standard headphone jack. Turn on your favorite meditation music, nature sounds, hypnosis, or self-help CD, whatever you choose, then lay back and let go. The Sound Pillow stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. Check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll-free 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, Sleep never sounded so good.
I was you. Yeah, you know who I'm talking to. I started out in junior high with beer and kicked into high gear in college. Booze, acid, speed, coke, you name it. When I'd hear an ad like this, I'd joke, sounds good to me. Yeah, I was you. When my wife left me, I laughed it off. When my friends wouldn't return my calls, that was cool. When work told me I was done there if I didn't get right, I went home and got loaded. One night, I decided there were two ways I could go with my life. I could end it, or I could change it. I thought long and hard about that one. I went to Hanley Center right after that.
At Hanley Center, we've been using age and gender-specific substance abuse treatment to help free people of their addictions for over 20 years. If you or someone you know needs help, go to HanleyHelp.com or call 1-866-4-HANLEY. Hanley Center, where help becomes hope.
I was you. Today, I'm glad I'm me.
Holistic Lifestyles Radio will be broadcasting live from beautiful Sugarloaf Key at the 2nd Annual 12 Step Music Fest. It's an incredible weekend of music featuring Richie Supa of Aerosmith, comedian Mark Lundholm, and 30 other great bands and acts. The 12 Step Music Fest is Thursday, November 5th through Sunday, November 8th at the KOA campsite in Sugarloaf. Great fun for the entire family with camping, water sports, fishing, floating meetings, and nonstop music. Plus, be a part of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio live broadcast Saturday from 4 to 8. You must have a 3 or 4 day pass to attend, so call today for ticket information, 305-296-4726. That's 305-296-4726, the 2nd Annual 12-Step Music Fest at Sugarloaf Key, November 5th through the 8th. Call today for tickets, 305-296-4726, 305-296-4726. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. Also available on blogtalkradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
Welcome back to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. I'm Raul Valley. And I'm here with Dale Henson.
How are you?
Good. And we're discussing, you know, various topics about health and the relationship between diet and health. Dale, you had a question for me?
Well, we were talking about the differences between, you know, the traditional American diet and what people are used to. And your approach is this using vegan principles of really completely raw food. And there's a reason for it. It's not just the absence of you know, additives and that, but the fact that when you cook food, things leave. So tell us a little bit about that. You know, everything from the dairy to, you know, what were we discussing before.
Well, that's interesting. I'll tell you what. If 5-6 years ago someone had said to me, you're going to eat raw food, which somebody did, by the way. Again, I'll mention my daughter Isabel.
Mm-hmm.
She said that, you know, Dad, you got to go raw. Raw food will heal you. I thought in my mind, is she insane? Raw food? And I'm thinking, salads? I'm going to live on salads? Where am I going to get my protein,
right,
my nutrients? This is, you know, I'll shrivel up,
right,
disappear. But it's just the opposite, because if you start thinking about it, the strongest, healthiest animals on this planet, and I'm talking about gorillas, 10 times stronger than any man,
right,
buffalo,
mm-hmm,
elephants, these are huge animals, a lot of muscle there. They don't eat meat.
That's right.
They don't cook their food.
So how do you get your protein?
Okay, if you think about it, there's protein in everything you eat. We
mm-hmm
are not a protein-deficient society. It's found in greens, the same place that these animals get. What do gorillas eat all day long? They eat sprouts. They eat baby plants.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much protein. And if you look at spinach.
And fruit when they can get it.
There's protein. There's a certain amount of protein in everything, in fruit. But let's take spinach. Did
mm-hmm
you know that 49% by weight of spinach is protein in the amino acid form, which is the only form your body can use?
Right.
I train with weights.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stronger right now than I've ever been, and I haven't eaten meat in 5.5 years.
Wow.
Now, why is that? 50% of my diet, and I'm following the recommendation from Hippocrates Health Institute, is
mm-hmm
sprouts. I eat mung beans, lentils, pea greens, sunflower seed sprout, chickpea sprout.
Right. Now, the sprouts that has, you know, Lisa discussed this briefly when we had her on the show before, that it's not just raw food, it's living food.
Exactly.
And so, you know, explain that a little bit to
what
for the
living
audience.
Food means is that this food is bioactive. And let me give you a perfect example. Everybody knows what lentil soup is.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody likes lentil soup. So what is a lentil? It's a small little hard bean that in order to make lentil soup, people boil it in water,
right.
They cook
it's
it,
been
and
dried.
They make the soup. What happens at that point? You're killing approximately 75% of its nutrient value. You are destroying all the enzymes. Enzymes are three-dimensional proteins.
Right. Now, that's something that's come up frequently, you know, that's a little buzzword, enzymes.
Mm-hmm.
So what do the enzymes do?
According to
the live enzymes.
Enzyme nutrition,
mm-hmm.
Okay, Edward Howell's book on what enzymes do, you can look at them as little workers, little construction workers inside of your body. They are actually responsible for doing everything from blinking your eye to creating red blood cells, from everything that's happening in your body. These are the little guys that are doing. They're using raw materials to make this happen.
It's like the binder.
It's a process. It's like I said, it's a protein. It's a three-dimensional protein that has life to it. It's actually living, and science hasn't figured out a way to measure life yet, the bioactivity in the enzyme. But they're very important. In his book, Edward Howell discusses your pancreas, which produces metabolic enzymes. When you're born, you have an abundance of these enzymes. Your body says, hey, I need 1,000 enzymes. Your pancreas says, here you go, here's your enzymes.
Right.
Now a function happens. You're growing, your bones are growing, things are happening. By the age of 27, you start to diminish because of abuse, because you're eating the wrong foods. You're eating enzyme-deficient foods that every time you do, your body has to convert some of these metabolic enzymes into digestive enzymes because they've been killed in the cooked food. They don't exist. They do exist in raw food. They exist in all raw foods. So what happens at this point is that you start to become enzyme deficient. You're diminishing your enzyme bank. By the time you're 50, you're down to 30%. By the time you're 70, you're down to 15%. And these are just average.
And you really need more and more.
You need your 100% to maintain a healthy life.
Right.
And you're not getting it.
Now, Lisa mentioned there's a specific temperature above which
118
all
degrees.
Mm-hmm, is where they're killed.
At 118 degrees, they become, how could I explain it? They don't actually get killed.
But they're inactive?
Yeah, they become inactive, and you fragment them. They're useless. You basically make them useless. So when you're eating this raw food, it has enzymes in it. So now your body doesn't have to waste its metabolic enzymes. You're getting the food enzymes out of the food, which preserves...
In the digestive process.
Exactly. So your food digests easier. Your body's able to do things that it couldn't do before. And I've seen this with so many people that come to the Greenway that have been eating... Some people have been eating raw food for 30 years, way longer than I have.
Right.
They look fantastic.
Well, I was going to tell our audience that you look great. May I ask how old you are?
I'm 60. I was 60... Yes, what today's date? The 4th, 2 days ago.
Well, congratulations! You do look great. There's no doubt about it.
Thank you.
And this is what we're talking about is a new way to do this. Now, Lisa talked about gradual steps that came up. You know, it's hard to get somebody to transform their diet so radically, you know, overnight. So, what do you suggest?
This is true. What I found is that people have to take baby steps sometimes, but not all people. Some people can actually change,
dive in
like
it.
I did.
Well, you were scared, right?
I was facing, you know, life or death.
Right.
And I actually went into somebody's office. I was eating. I probably had steak the night before. And after explaining to me what animal products would do to my health and what I needed to do, I walked out of there a raw vegan. I have not tasted beef, chicken, pork, any of these animal products since then, and that was 5.5 years ago.
Now, you must have run into the, you know, whether you force yourself or not, you must have run into the perceptive lack of taste or flavor at the beginning, and that's what kind of got you motivated to do what you're doing now, isn't that right?
That's what people don't understand. All the flavor is in raw food. When you walk into a kitchen and somebody's preparing a cooked meal, you smell it in the air. You go,
and it's,
wow,
and it's been cooked out.
So good. They're cooking the flavor out of the food.
Right.
When you're preparing raw food, There's no smell.
And hence, the people are adding the pepper and the salt and the other ingredients.
Exactly. You taste it. When you put it in your mouth, it's all there, especially if it's organic food, which is all that people should be eating.
Right. Well, how long do you think it takes somebody for their taste buds to readjust and realize that this is...
Well, I guess everybody's different. Mm-hmm. And the whole thing here is to educate yourself first. First, you have to realize, why am I changing what I'm eating? I've been eating, you know, cooked food all my life, and my grandfather's
still here,
and he's still alive. And,
right.
You know, what they don't realize is that this 93-year-old man, which his health at that point is most likely diminished, could have lived to be 120, like some cultures in today's world and in the past have actually
right.
existed. The
yeah.
Hunzas, the Essenes from 2,000 years ago. There's people in Venezuela that are over 100 years old.
Mm-hmm.
They live in a certain area.
And what's their diet consist of,
they,
approximately?
They eat organic food because they grow all
right
their own
the trees,
food.
Obviously.
It's right out, they're farming it.
Mm-hmm.
And they eat fruits and vegetables. That's the majority of what they eat.
Mm-hmm.
And I have people asking me all the time, hey, where are you going to get your protein? How about your calcium? Do you realize that the countries that eat the most dairy and meat products have the most osteoporosis?
Now, I've heard this, and there's something about the dairy calcium not being as easily assimilated.
Your body can't use it.
Mm-hmm.
Your body really can't use it. Here's the thing. It's a catch-22. Why do we need calcium? Because we're losing the calcium from our bones.
Right.
Why? Because proteins, animal proteins, are acidic, and your pH of your blood has to be pH neutral or we're dead. So this is an emergency situation. We're drinking this milk with very high protein, a lot of acid,
mm-hmm.
okay, and we're think it has it does have a lot of calcium, but the calcium's unusable. The countries that eat the most fruits and vegetables, and they don't have any dairy, most likely because they're too poor to afford it, they have no
Well, I know there's large amounts of calcium in things like broccoli and the green vegetables.
Usable ones.
Right.
The calcium there is usable. You're eating an alkaline food,
mm-hmm.
so you're not leaching calcium out of your bones, and the little bit that's left you're using. But let me point one thing out. There is a calcium response that happens when you lift weight. When you do some kind of weight-bearing exercise,
mm-hmm.
you have to exercise in order to cause calcium to go into your bones. You can't be...
sedentary?
You know, exactly. You can't be sitting on the sofa doing nothing and expect this to happen. Your bones, they microscopically...
Is that because of the blood flow?
I think it's because when you pick something heavy, your bones do a microscopic
bend. Oh, I see.
Bend,
I see.
And
the stress on the bones, and it triggers the...
A calcium response, and now your bones says, hey, we're under stress, we need to build up.
So it opens the door to take in the calcium.
Exactly, so we need to do that. And at the same time, we need to stop eating foods that are acidic, because we are alkaline machines.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know this until recently. We're actually perform better at a higher intracellular voltage when we're alkaline.
As opposed to an acidic pH of your blood.
The blood's always going to be pH neutral. I'm talking about your...
Oh, the cells themselves.
The cells in general.
Or the fluid, the cell fluid.
Yeah, the plasma, whatever,
gotcha.
You know, in the blood or whatever fluids are in our body, they're supposed to be alkaline. And that's how we function at a higher level.
At the optimum.
Exactly. It's kind of like your car with a dying battery. Okay? The car will still start. Your lights might not be too bright. Your radio might not work that right, but
right.
you're still functioning.
Got
this
it.
Is an acidic body. When you're alkaline, you're like having a new battery and a new alternator. You're zooming down the street.
Well, tell me on the practical side here. So what do you do for Thanksgiving?
Well, the last few years I've gone to Hippocrates because they
uh-huh.
have a huge spread. But they actually make a mock turkey, and they most likely make it out of sunflower seeds. You can just about imitate any of the foods that we're used to eating.
Mm-hmm.
For example, today at the Greenway, we're having mushroom cheeseburgers, which
right.
are totally raw, totally
right.
vegan.
And the cheese is made out of nuts?
Almonds.
Almonds, right. That's what
Chef Lisa takes almond cheese, actually ferments it.
Oh, really? So it's actually fermented?
Fermented.
So it's got, and those, it's got to, that's got to be full of enzymes because
oh, yeah.
you
and
know
it's
that.
Delicious. People can't tell the difference.
Well, things like, now, we keep bouncing around here. I've got a lot of questions. Yogurt culture is probably good for you, but not in the medium, the dairy medium, or is that a...
I would say that of all the dairy products, yogurt is probably the least harmful.
Mm-hmm.
because of the acidophilus, the bacteria.
Right. Which is good for you.
Yeah, which your large intestine can use, even though personally I won't eat yogurt,
mm-hmm.
but I have in the past. And what people don't realize is that in 1994, can I mention this?
Yes.
Yeah, in 1994, Monsanto introduced RGBH into the food supply.
Now, explain what that is. I happen to know what it is.
Recombinant bovine growth hormone.
Right. And that was the hormones I was talking my father got real concerned about.
So the milk that people have been drinking since 1994 is different than the one that was drunk, you know, prior
to
that.
It's to make the cows produce more milk.
Exactly. A cow normally produces a quart of milk a day.
Right.
They're producing 25 quarts. Their udders are huge.
Yeah.
The cows are in pain. They're always milking them. They have
mm-hmm.
pus and blood. In the cow's milk.
Yikes.
People are drinking this growth hormone, and that might be one of the reasons that we are probably the fattest nation in the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's 66% of Americans are overweight, and half of those are obese.
Well, when you talk about baby steps, I mentioned this off the air, there are milk substitutes. There's a rice milk and soy milk, and I guess your opinion is that these are not optimal, but it's better than the dairy.
Yes, it's better than dairy, but where do people go out of convenience to get
mm-hmm.
their almond milk or their soy milk,
right.
their rice milk, hemp milk? They go to places like Whole Foods
mm-hmm.
to get it. This milk has been pasteurized. This milk has been processed. It's in a little box. Let's think about this.
Mm-hmm.
That can sit on a shelf for months.
Right.
And nothing will happen to it. It won't
mm-hmm.
go bad. Almond milk. We make almond milk at the Green Wave Cafe.
Right.
Out of fresh organic almonds, we soak them, we make the milk. What's the difference? Ours rots in 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
You have to drink it right away.
And that is one of the, you know, that's obviously one of the concerns. You've got to stay on top of this because you don't have all the preservatives. That's the whole point.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. Well, you know what, Raul? We've got to take another break here real quick. So when we come back, we'll wrap it up and hear a little more about the Green Wave Cafe. And stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you think you have a problem with addiction? We can help. The staff at Destination Hope is dedicated to providing the highest quality substance abuse and dual diagnosis treatment possible. A private all-male facility focused on issues specific to men, Destination Hope offers a unique environment for the individual to build a foundation for recovery. Destination Hope utilizes a broad spectrum of therapeutic approaches to provide our clients with the tools needed to battle addiction now and after treatment. Included in treatment at Destination Hope is a strong family program which allows the client's entire family to become a part of the patient's recovery process. Note that chemical dependency is a disease and must be treated as such. Destination Hope's team uses solution-focused therapies to help each individual achieve long-term recovery. Our treatment philosophy includes reality therapy, cognitive behavioral therapies, motivational interviewing, relapse prevention, 12-step self-help philosophies, and our proudest achievement, Destination Therapy. Destination Therapy is a goal-oriented approach to life's bleakest dilemmas and problems caused and heightened by substance abuse. At Destination Hope, clients prepare for the challenges and realities of everyday life while receiving treatment in a supportive and structured environment. Destination Hope can offer many different types of unique treatment. Call us to discuss your options at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net. Give yourself a break. Make that call now at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net.
I want to let you know about something I recently discovered. It's called the Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow is a standard twin-size pillow with two stereo speakers buried deep within a plush hypoallergenic pillow. And what it does is pretty cool. It can put you in a state of total relaxation. You plug the Sound Pillow into any MP3, CD player, iPod, or other personal listening device with a standard headphone jack. Turn on your favorite meditation music, nature sounds, hypnosis, or self-help CD, whatever you choose, then lay back and let go. The Sound Pillow stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. And no, you can't feel the speakers. Check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll-free 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
I never had an issue with drugs. I loved them. They were always there for me. Drugs were my best friends. As a kid, when I had trouble in school or issues with my parents, drugs were there for me. When I got older, drugs helped me deal with my job and get through my marriage. Drugs even helped me deal with my 2-year-old's broken bones from the car accident that I caused. Funny, all those years putting my nose to a mirror and I never bothered to really look at myself. But I finally did. After drugs helped me lose nearly everything in my life, I went to Hanley Center.
At Hanley Center, we've been using age and gender-specific substance abuse treatment to help free people of their addictions for over 20 years. If you or someone you know needs help, go to HanleyHelp.com or call 1-866-4-HANLEY. Hanley Center, where help becomes hope.
Now I'm getting back on my feet, and I even get to see my daughter again. How can you ever really thank someone for that?
Holistic Lifestyles Radio will be broadcasting live from beautiful Sugarloaf Key at the 2nd Annual 12 Step Music Fest. It's an incredible weekend of music featuring Richie Supa of Aerosmith, comedian Mark Lundholm, and 30 other great bands and acts. The 12 Step Music Fest is Thursday, November 5th through Sunday, November 8th at the KOA campsite in Sugarloaf. Great fun for the entire family with camping, water sports, fishing, floating meetings, and nonstop music. Plus, be a part of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio live broadcast Saturday from 4 to 8. You must have a 3 or 4 day pass to attend, so call today for ticket information, 305-296-4726. That's 305-296-4726, the 2nd Annual 12-Step Music Fest at Sugarloaf Key, November 5th through the 8th. Call today for tickets, 305-296-4726, 305-296-4726. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. Also available on blogtalkradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
Welcome back to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This is Raul Valley, and I'm here with our producer, Dale.
And we're having a great conversation about raw food and vegan principles. And I, one thing I wanted to ask you about was the things like salt. And there are so many diseases that are diet-related, you know, that we hear so much about, including high blood pressure, hypertension, and diabetes is rampant. And tell us a little bit about what you've seen happen with the change in diet.
Our restaurant's only been open, 10-11 months,
mm-hmm.
and so many people have gone through there, and people, like I said, that have been doing raw food for 30 years, and some people that are absolutely brand new to this.
Right.
One thing I've noticed is right away, a lot of people that go raw will lose excess fat.
Mm-hmm.
If they've had headaches and stuff, a lot of people will, you know, they won't have headaches anymore. They start to get healthier, and what's really happening is you're giving your body the right nutrients to make it work
to
the way
heal
it's supposed
itself.
To.
Right.
Yeah, the best doctor is already inside of us. Mm-hmm. Our body, our immune system is working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, trying to keep us alive. We keep sabotaging it. We literally sabotage our immune system.
I think that's absolutely true, no doubt.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. Now, you're talking about things like high blood pressure, high cholesterol. There's a man named a doctor from Germany, Andreas Moritz. In one of his books, I forget which book it's what book it was, he talks about cholesterol.
Right.
And he says, do you know what cholesterol is? It's an anti-inflammatory. It's actually a response from the body trying to protect something. It's trying to protect an acidic environment in our arteries.
Mm-hmm.
So it forms this cholesterol to try
to kind of a coating.
Coat the acids from doing more destruction. You go to a doctor, what does he do? He gives you a statin. A statin stops your liver from producing cholesterol. So now you're exposing these arteries to more problems. So now you're going to have side
effects. So that cure has got its own set of problems.
Exactly. So now you don't have high cholesterol anymore, but now you have something worse that your body was trying to protect.
Mm-hmm.
So what would be the solution to this? You know, like if you were an auto mechanic or you were trying to fix something, what's causing this acid environment in your arteries? let's eliminate this cause. It'll somewhere down the line, your liver won't have to produce as much cholesterol, and you're not going to have any more problems. That's too easy. You don't have to take a medicine for that.
Well, that's remarkable. I've really never heard that that explanation before. And so these drugs like Lipitor and what have
they're
you.
They're statins. Now, I did a little research on them because my doctor, and I'm not going to mention any names, he wanted to put me on Zocor when my cholesterol was 260.
Right.
And I said, you know, doc, I was a paramedic and I had a PDR, and I've read up on statins. Eventually, they will destroy your liver, and they'll actually cause brain damage. They will just, you know, hurt certain cells here. He goes, no, don't worry about it. I'll monitor you. I take Zocor. He says, and I said, you know what? I'm not taking it. I was really like butting heads with this guy. He's not talking to me anymore. But to make a long story short, he told me that the reason my cholesterol was so high, it was genetic. And I said, doctor, it has nothing to do with my diet. Now remember, at this time, I'm eating a steak every night.
Right. So you just, something in the back of your head is telling you that there's something not right here.
And I'm asking him this.
Mm-hmm.
He says, it has nothing to do with what you eat. Well, I went my way. I didn't do the statin. I changed what I was eating. I went raw. I started eating fruits and vegetables. Today, last time I tested, my cholesterol was 160.
Very, very good.
Without any medication.
Mm-hmm.
I know I have more oxygen in my blood, and I can tell you another story maybe next time we come on how I figured that one out. But I'll tell you, when you give your body the right nutrients, the response you get is amazing. You actually become like another human being.
Well, listen, Raul, we're just about out of time, so why don't you tell us a little bit how people can find the Green Wave Cafe and phone numbers and all that.
Yeah, well, like I said, we are an organic, raw vegan restaurant. We're located at 5221 West Broward Boulevard in Plantation. We're between University and 441. And they actually built a nice little overpass that goes across Broward Boulevard, and they painted it green and beige.
Got it.
And we're just west of that in that little shopping center.
Perfect, perfect. And your website?
Yeah, our website is greenwavecafe.org.
.org.
.org, okay. Not .com. And our phone number is 954-581-8377.
Well, listen, Raul, we look forward to having you and or Lisa each Wednesday now. We've got plenty to talk about, no doubt about it. This is a great show, and it's just full of information. I've got still a bunch more questions, but you made it through your debut, and thank you so much for being here, and we're glad we found you in the Green Wave Cafe. And real quick, why don't you thank our sponsors?
Yes, I'd like to thank our sponsors, Destination Hope, Sound Pillow, and the Hanley Treatment Center.
And we'll see you, Raul. We'll be talking to you next week.
Great. I'm looking forward to it.
All right.
The opinions expressed on the sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Check out of my mind. It's hard to get a friend that I can count on. There's nothing left to show. Plant your love and let it grow. Let it grow, let it grow. Let it blossom.
Electrical work is not for amateurs. When you have an electrical problem and you try to fix it yourself, the results can be catastrophic. At best, burning down your home. At worst, electrocuting yourself. A far better idea is to pick up the phone and call Mr. Electric. For 33 years, family-owned and operated, providing dedicated, honest, reliable service for homes, businesses, and industries here in South Florida. Mr. Electric is there for you, providing emergency 24-hour service 7 days a week. At Mr. Electric, all service technicians background check, and if you're making home improvements and need a service upgrade to add a pool, a hot tub, landscape lighting, call Mr. Electric today, 954-792-6710. That's 954-792-6710, or go to the website at mrelec.com. Tell them Steve sent you.
WWNN, Pompano Beach. AM 1470, with even more of the information you're looking for. Join Felice and Michael Friedson for Mideast Sunday, every Sunday at 2 p.m., only on WNN.
Regular listeners to Peter Bruno's long-running daily radio show, Managing Your Money, know about his original form of research analysis called cycle analysis. This unique system, designed to watch and analyze stock market movement behavior in advance, has guided listeners and clients safely from the market high in the 14,000 area 2 years ago all the way down to the previous lows below the Dow 6500, just as he protected his clients from the crash of 1987 and again in 2008. If you're not getting the same quality advice from your financial advisor, it's time you called Peter Bruno. Toll free anytime. Consider opening your personalized managed account or find out about the next free 90-minute seminar. The number is 1-800-592-5578, 592-5578. Call Peter Bruno anytime, 24-7, 1-800-592-5578. Benefit from the research that has forecast in advance two crashes. Peter Bruno, call today, 1-800-592-5578.
I just did what I had to do and moved on to the next thing. That's Jamal, who became a young caregiver at age 15 when his mom had a stroke. There are many children and adolescents living in our community who provide substantial assistance to household members who need help because of physical or mental illness, disability, frailty associated with aging, substance misuse, or other conditions. These student caregivers are yet unseen and unheard. Your help is very much needed to raise awareness, conduct research, and provide the support and services caregiving youth need. Please call Lori Connors at 561-391-7401 or visit www.aacy.org to learn more. If you're a golfer, a tennis player, or even if you're not, you can still swing into action by promoting dignity and independence for those who can't drive or go out on their own. Join Boca Respite Volunteers, people of all ages helping people of all ages. Do what you already know how to do for yourself or someone else. Call 561-391-7401 or visit www.boca-respite.org.
Hello, I'm Agriculture Commissioner Charles Bronson. The 2004 hurricanes that devastated our state left a trail of broken...